I spent part of my career in the private sector. I worked for a large management and technology consulting firm with operations all over the world, and I worked with our business executives on strategizing the best ways to work with government agencies at the state and local level. And prior to that, I worked for a couple members of Congress, one of whom represented my home district in California, which is predominantly rural, and so I worked a lot on ag and rural policy issues for him when I was a member of his staff. So, you know, the community that I live in and the things that I do in and around the community really represent a deep interest in rural policy issues and agriculture, and certainly working with the men and women of California agriculture over the last number of years has taught me even more about what it takes to farm in the 21st century. And I think that that's going to be, you know, one of my key roles as I go across the country over the next couple of weeks, is just listening to the farmers and ranchers and county office staff from other states and getting their perspective and trying to better understand the things that, you know, work or don't work so well so that I can tweak them when I get back there.
Dolcini says his travels will take him across the Midwest, but also plans to visit areas here in the Southeast.
You know, see some farming operations in the Southeast when I go through Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama, and I'll see, you know, small family farms, large family farms all across the way. So it's really going to be a great educational opportunity for me to travel the countryside. I really think that I can best serve as administrator, you know, if I keep connected to the people that work for me and the people that we work for, the farmers and ranchers of the United States, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Back in 2011, Dolcini served as the acting FSA administrator. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.